USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Waukesha Christmas Parade terror suspect and career criminal Daryl Brooks Jr. is being held on $5 million bail in a Wisconsin jail after prosecutors formally charged him with 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. It should be noted a 6th person has now died, a young child passed Tuesday from their injuries. On a follow-up, a 15-year-old boy has been arrested in connection with the shooting at a park in Aurora, Colorado that left 6 teenagers wounded. The teen was charged with attempted first-degree murder, according to a news release from the Aurora Police Department. His identity is not being released due to his age. Bail reforms put into action by some lawmakers across the country has had an adverse effect in California, with the recent smash-and-grab gangs looting California stores. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced there will be greater police presence around highly trafficked shopping malls after a series of mass thefts throughout the San Francisco Bay Area. USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The hurricane season in America will go out with a whimper.
It's looking more likely that the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season will end quietly. The season officially ends on November 30th, and the National Hurricane Center says no tropical activity is expected for at least the next 5 days. There have been 21 named storms this year, meaning the Hurricane Center went through its entire name list for the tropical storms and hurricanes. Forecasters will turn to a supplemental name list if any out-of-season tropical storms form. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Barrow, Alaska is the most northern town in America where good night is for a real long time. Barrow won't see the sun again until January 23rd. On that day, the town will have a new name, Kukiovik. The indigenous name means a place to gather roots or potatoes. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
Greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert tells Newsmax the price of energy going through the roof is a direct result of President Biden's policies.
It is very critical to this country, and John Dingell was an honorable, honest congressman, and he was not going to bring a carbon tax out of his committee. So what he said was that bill's not only a tax, it's a great big tax, and that's what Democrat and Biden have been trying to do. But you can't start an administration where you cancel a pipeline. You continue to work to cancel other pipelines. You make it harder to drill on federal land or cancel the ability to drill on federal land. Keep taking incremental steps towards shutting down the production of oil and gas and not expect it to affect the price. I mean, you know, one of my friends from college, he was in the oil and gas business. He said, who knew that would affect the price of oil? Being very sarcastic. But, of course, it affects the price of fuel. And one lady back in the Obama administration in East Texas said, you know, I'm scared with all they're doing to run up the price of energy that I'm going to be left in a home the way I started, with a wood-burning stove. And I said, I hate to tell you, but they're going to take your wood-burning stove, too. You're going to be worse off. And that's exactly where Biden's picked right up from the Obama administration and heading, and it's costing people severely.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.